for to apply this. I'm taking these steps. These are strategies, and strategies are plans of action. They are plans of action. If you don't have a plan, then you cannot fulfill vision. You need a, somebody say you need a plan. And I know this don't make you shout as much as we usually do. That's why we got all that out the way. But you know that God comes in the middle of the teaching. Amen. And so we look at the scripture, Habakkuk 2 and 2. We are taking steps and strategies toward delivering our baby, which is vision. Amen. I don't know about you, but I still got some things that I want God to do in my life before I close my eyes. I want to be so empty. Amen. I want to be so empty. I want to be so empty, like Miles Monroe say, amen, that literally I'd just be like a feather when I go to heaven, amen, because I would have fulfilled untapped potential. And Habakkuk 2 and 2, and then God answered, say, write this, write what you see, write it out on big block letters so that it can be read on the run. Tell somebody we're on the run. Come on, say it. I need you to open your mouth. Remember what I said about your mouth. Say, we're on the run. I told you 2020 is going to be the year that God will give you sharpness of vision in every area of your life. A plan, a strategy is a plan of action. It is a policy designed to achieve a major overall aim, a master plan, game plan of action. We fail because we have no what? Plan. Number one, I told you to think it. I can't go back over them. You got the book. If you don't, get the book at the end of service. Number two, envision it. Number three, strategy, write it. Number four, I said what? Speak it. I told you that speaking is the thing that brings your vision alive. Amen. When you begin to speak it into existence, y'all ain't saying nothing. Let me make an announcement to you by the Spirit of God, Booby. God just said to me, he said, there are things in this house right now that are over our head that are available to us. I don't mean to look spooky, but we haven't spoke it, so they're just hanging over us. Y'all ain't saying nothing. They are waiting to move in our lives. And God said, you just have not spoken it out of your mind. How many of y'all believe that? And so number five today, as we start on this week's lesson, I got three. I'm going to try to get through, Bree, three of them, and we're going to go on home. Number five plan of action is to believe it. Believe it. Imagine a world in which you know what your vision is and know you can achieve it. Imagine being in a world of your own where you can realize Nicole's vision and it can actually come to pass. The problem is we have been told so many times, you will never accomplish that. I have come to announce the devil and his grandmama is a lie. Imagine you're taking steps toward reaching the vision. Imagine you're taking steps to even reach the vision, even with, y'all ready, Butch, challenges on the way. You have spoken to the vision, and now it's time to believe it can be accomplished. You've done what? You've spoken to the vision. That was number four. But now it's time to believe what you say. How many ever been around people that don't believe what they say? Y'all ain't saying nothing. They just shoot stuff out of their mouths and they really don't believe what they say. But in this year of 2020, I feel the Holy Ghost creeping up on me. You are going to believe the words that are coming out of your mouth. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, do you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth? I'm not just talking stuff. I'm not just talking game. I'm not just talking crap. I believe what I say. I believe what I say. If he said I'm healed, then I believe I'm healed. If he said I'm delivered, then I believe I'm delivered. If he said this is the year it will happen, then I believe it. Three people jump on your feet and say, I believe God. High five your neighbor, say, I believe God. Come on, say, I believe God. It's belief in the vision, Prophetess Felicia, that will keep you working toward your dream. What keeps you working towards your dream?
believing in the vision. You can't keep working toward a vision if you don't believe in it. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Unbelief, Dina, will help you to fail every time. If you don't believe in it, then don't say it out of your mouth. If you don't believe in it, then don't waste no money in it. You have to believe it to the end. The problem is we let unbelief creep in. Okay, let me ask you a question. If you don't believe it, then who will? Okay, so y'all know I like words. Y'all turn them phones on silent, all right? If you don't believe it, then who will? What does believe mean? Belief means to hold something as true. This is important. This is important. Why are you always giving definitions? Because we say words and we don't know what they mean. If you knew what your words meant, then you wouldn't say them. If you knew what they meant, then you would say them. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I'll look up a word in a minute so I won't sound ignorant. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I said, hold on, let me look that up. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You ain't going to be saying nothing to me. I don't understand. And I'm sitting there looking like a fool saying, amen, I receive it. No, what do you mean? What are you speaking over my life? Because I'm not going to accept it just because you said. I'm not going to accept it just because you got a title. So believe means to hold, Pastor Dana, something as true. Yeah. To feel sure of the truth. Mm-hmm. In other words, so in this context, what does it mean? You have to hold the vision as true. You have to hold whatever it is that you are believing as true. You have to hold that you're going to start your own business in 2020 as truth. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You have to hold, y'all ain't saying nothing, that we're going to take this neighborhood for Jesus Christ as true. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You have to hold that three times in one Sunday, this building will be filled. You don't, y'all, now see, some of y'all ain't saying nothing. You know why? Because that's not your truth. Let me rewind it. Whenever people don't agree with you, then that means that's not their truth. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Because whatever is my truth, that's good, ain't it? Because whatever's my truth may not be your truth. But I'm not going to allow you not to believe in my truth and cause me to miss on what I say. Because it's my truth. Stop trying to convince people into what's true for you, because what's true to me, even though me and Butch are good friends, it may not be true to him. He can only believe my vision so long, because it's not his vision, it's my truth. So let me ask you a question. Come close, God sister, come close. Let me ask you a question. What is your truth? What is it? What is it that make you wake up at night? What is it that caused you, y'all ain't saying nothing, to not be able to sleep at night? What is it that when you at work on somebody else's time clock, you're dreaming about your truth? What is it, y'all ain't saying nothing? What is it that's on the inside of you? What's that burning desire that's your truth? Stop trying to get folk to buy into your truth. Because people look at me, people will discourage you. And you believe that you don't have a truth. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Let me tell you something. Anytime somebody can take you off your truth, that means you haven't really bought into it. Because before you can get somebody else to buy into your truth, you have to know it deep down inside. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Let me tell you something. Every now and then, I take a truth test with my friends. Y'all ain't saying nothing. That's a good example, Felicia, Job. What do you mean you take a truth test? Well, every now and then, I sit down with people, and they don't even know I'm tricking them. And I talk to them about my truth. I talk to them because I want to syndicate a radio show. And then when people get quiet, then I understand that they haven't bought into my truth. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And so if they ain't bought into my truth, I ain't got a lot of time to spend with them about my truth. I'm looking for some folk, y'all ain't saying nothing, that can buy into my truth. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Because my truth is my truth. Every now and then you ought to talk to folk. And when you talk to them and you tell them your big dreams and they say, you know that you got somebody that don't believe, I ain't got no faith in here today, that don't believe in your truth. So the more you talk, you find out you have to believe that it can be accomplished. Not just write something or say something, but believe that it can come to pass. Don't ever approach your vision in unbelief. Speak it. bring it alive. But believing it gives it movement. What does it do? Believing it gives it what? Movement. Believing it gives it truth. Matthew 21, 22. Matthew 21, 22. I know, Bree, I got some extra stuff in here. That's okay. Matthew 21, 22. And all things that you ask in prayer. And all things that you ask in prayer. And all things that you ask in prayer. Believing, y'all ain't saying nothing. In truth, y'all ain't saying, I'm in truth. I'm believing that I will what? Receive it. Stop praying and don't believe what you're praying. Stop coming around this altar saying things just for repetition like the Pharisees. The Pharisees, they prayed, y'all ain't saying nothing, and they just said things and they just said words. It became a ritual. It became, y'all ain't saying nothing. That's why you shouldn't come to church just because it's 10 o'clock. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You should come to church, booby, because there's a love for God and there's a love to worship God, and you can't wait to see the saints. You can't wait to get around some folk that's like-minded. You can't wait to put your voice in there with the rest of the praise team. You can't wait to hear the word of God. I can't wait to hear the next I can't wait to hear the next strategy, because I'm living off every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I can't wait because I'm not just praying to just be praying. Mark 11, 24. Therefore say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, what do? You believe that you have received them, and they will be what? Granted. Look at me, y'all. Could it be possible some of the stuff that you've been praying for hasn't happened because God knows you really don't believe it? Come close. Bring your mind close. Is it possible because you don't believe it, he know you can't handle it? I'm going over here because y'all quiet today. Y'all ain't saying that. See, let y'all shout before the message, and y'all just get you just get drained out and all that stuff. I'm gonna stop letting y'all shout before. Could it be possible because you don't believe it? God said, I can't give you nothing that you don't believe in. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You can't even handle the thought of it. You can't even handle, y'all ain't saying nothing. You can't even handle the thought of $1 million. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Lord, I don't know what I would do with $1 million. I do. Lord, I just don't know. If God gave me all that money, that's a lot of money. You done talked yourself. Oh, I know what I'd do with $1 million and $2 million and $3 million. Y'all ain't saying nothing. But you got to believe it. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You got to believe that you're a millionaire in training. You got to believe. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Forget about millionaire. We don't talk about billionaires. God wants to make some billionaires in the kingdom. Amen. Y'all ain't saying nothing. So therefore, I say all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted. Strategy number 6. Here you go, Pastor Dan. I should have let you teach this one. Pray it. You have to pray over your vision daily. You're not asking. You're affirming. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Prayer is not always begging. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Prayer is affirmation. Father, I receive $1.5 million in my life. Y'all laughing? Uh-huh. Father, I receive right now that I'm going to live in a house with 5 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, dining room to the left. Y'all ain't saying nothing. For it'll be paid for in 10 years, not 30 years. Father, I believe right now. I believe you, Father. That's it, Dina. Tap that chair. Father, I believe that my son is going to be a millionaire. And therefore, if my son is a millionaire, then I know I'm a millionaire. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Father, I believe that we break the curse of poverty over this ministry. I'm not asking. I'm believing according to the word of God. I don't have to. I need 3 people to shout. This is a shouting word. I don't have to ask what he already promised me. That's new school Ananias Davis run. Let me say it again. Let me run through here. I don't have to ask for what he already promised me. Oh, unless you want to say, don't you touch them ginger snaps on the corner of the kitchen. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Then them girls can have whatever they want in Shawana's house. Because it, y'all ain't saying, y'all, because it's already theirs. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Micah has a key to my place. She ain't got to ask. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Whether or not she can go in the house. You know why? Because she is my child. She is an heir to whatever I have. And if I got it, then she got it. And if she got it, I got it. Well, sometime. Shout yeah! I said, you don't have to ask for what's already been promised you. The reason why we can't have it, why you acting angry, Bishop? Because we don't know the word. Let me bring it down for Dina. We don't know the word. We don't know the word. We don't know the word. That word, oh Lord, have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. That's not adultery and fornication neither. That's not the only thing. Sin is anything that comes short of working the will of God in your life. Let me repeat it. Y'all want to talk about adultery and having sex and all that stuff? That is not the only thing. The thing you come short of every day is when you miss the mark on what God has promised you. When you live beneath your privilege. When you don't live in the place and the grace place where God has promised you that a cattle on a thousand hills is yours. Shout yeah! Yeah! See. A message, if you're a preacher, it never works like it's supposed to work. I thought we'd be shouting on the believe part. I said, Lord, prayer is not the thing. I should let Pastor Dan. Prayer ain't my biggest thing. But God said, I will give you revelation on whatever I want to give you revelation. You just prepare it. I said, you ain't got to ask for it. You affirm with God. You come in agreement with God. He don't come in agreement with your plans. Big dummy. Fred saying, big dummy. He don't. I ain't calling y'all dumb neither. Don't put me on social media. Greg Davis, Larry Reed. Greg Davis called his people dummies. You cannot ask God to bless your plans. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Matter of fact, when he's giving you the plan, it's already blessed. Stop asking God to bless the plans that he's already given in your life. That's why you got to be so tapped in prayer. Prayer. Come here, Ananias, Davis, give us the fundamentals of prayer. Prayer is a two-way language between God, two-way communication. Thank you, Junie. Between God, the creator, and me, the created one. The creator, the one he created. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I talk to him and he talked to me. The problem is we get up too soon. Y'all ain't saying nothing. We do our business and then we get up and don't wait for the answer. So I'm affirming with God that there'll be three services in this place. I'm affirming with God. That's what he told me. Y'all ain't saying nothing. So I'm holding on to the word. I don't care how crazy y'all look. Tell me this one ain't full yet. Nope. Because I'm not looking at. See, I told y'all running with the vision ain't what you see, it's what you saw. Y'all ain't saying nothing. If you affirm with God what he wants for you, y'all ain't saying nothing. All you got to do is walk in the quicken and say, I'm going to be one of the top 10 mortgage lenders in this business. I'm going to give it all I got. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I'm going to take every hour and I'm going to sell. Y'all ain't saying. You got to affirm what's already there. But you got to know who you are already. And you got to know whose you are. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And so when you spend time, sit down in prayer, God will reveal dreams and visions far greater than you ever imagined. Prophet Adele said to me this week, he said, Bishop, I want to get a dream book. I said, what you talking about, boy? He said, a dream book. You know what a dream book is? I said, yeah, I knew what a dream book was back in the day. It was the three wise men and the red devil. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You looked up the numbers. See, they all know. Look at them. They know. They got one by their bed right now. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And if I said frog, they went home and looked up frog. Y'all ain't saying nothing. If I say Habakkuk 2:2, they play 2:22. Y'all ain't saying that's what they did. That's what a dream book was. They gonna play what I'm saying right now. Because every word that come out of my mouth come to pass. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Just bring it and we bless it. Put it in the vision offering. But that ain't what he was talking about. He was talking about a book that you write down. Look at me, y'all. He was talking about a book that you write down what you dream as you're dreaming it. And I want to encourage everybody, take your notes in your phone. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And begin, stop thinking that you're having pork chop dreams and chitlin dreams and all that. God is trying to give you things that have never been dreamed before. Things that will come to pass, that you will bring to pass in your life that has never happened. Look at somebody and say, what if God is going to use me to do? Say it. Look at him and say, what if God is going to use me to do what has never happened? So I'm praying according to what I saw. Are y'all with me? I said, are you with me? Philippians 4:6. Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything. So when y'all sitting around here, I like that. That's a real tongue. That's a real tongue. Don't get me started. Don't be anxious for nothing. Talking about I got anxiety. That ain't of God. You speaking something that ain't even of God. How can you be a Christian and you anxious? How can you be a Christian and you nervous? Y'all ain't saying that. How can you be? Consider the lilies of the field, how they toil. Consider. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You anxious. Lord, I done quit my job. I done got myself out here listening to Bishop. Done started my own business. I did have this and I did have that. Be anxious. Well, I'm going to be anxious for this. I'm going to trust God for that. No, that ain't what it says. It says, be anxious. For what? For nothing. Don't be anxious about anything. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything. But in everything. But in everything, Frida. But in everything, Frida, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Wait a minute, let's unpack that. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, pray about it. Give petition to God. Thank him for it in advance. Father, I thank you that the church is full. I thank you that every seat is full. I thank you in advance. Why am I thanking him? Because I know it's already done. Because when I pray, I believe it. So therefore, I what? Receive it. Come on, class. So therefore, I receive it. So anxiety pills got to go. Y'all ain't saying that. According to the word of God, either you're going to work this word or you're going to work your doctor. Which one you going to work? You're going to work your doctor? You're going to say, well, you know what? I'm going to hold these pills until it happens. No, that ain't fair. Well, our bishop can say all that stuff, but I'm going to take my medicine. I went to the doctor 11 years ago, this coming April. 11 years ago, he said, your diabetes is just like 300. Oh, it's just horrible. You're going to have to take pills. Matter of fact, here's the script for it. And he took my hand. Dr. Kanusha, he said, Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for Bishop Davis as he takes these pills and blah, 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 blah. Never looked at the prescription. Never looked at it. I'm telling you my testimony. You go ahead and work your faith life out. I never took the script. Y'all ain't saying that. Didn't even look at it. Instead, I went straight to the mall and I bought some New Balance walking shoes. And I start walking 5 miles, sometime twice a day. And I believe God. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I believe God because I was running across the country saying, let the healing begin. And I couldn't pray for everybody else. And I'm talking about let the healing begin and it ain't beginning me. Y'all ain't saying nothing. So I started the healing process. Y'all ain't saying I did something about it. You can't pray and don't do nothing about it. Faith without works is dead, child of God. Y'all ain't saying. I feel like Creflo in them today. Child of God, faith without works is dead. You want a job? Fill out an application. You want some money? Go to work. Show me your faith and I'll show you my works. Show me your works, I'll show you my faith. They both go together. So 45 days later, I went back to the doctor on my way to a healing crusade. He said, oh, you look good. You done lost weight. How's your medicine coming? I said, ain't no medicine, doctor. I said, I've been working out. He said, okay, I'll make a deal with you. If you ain't healed, if you still got diabetes, then you take the pills tomorrow. I said, no deal, doctor. He was wounded for my transgression. Bruised for my, y'all ain't saying nothing. And with his stripes, y'all ain't saying nothing. He said, Father, in Jesus' name, Bishop Davis is crazy. He was a saved doctor. Bishop Davis is crazy. He won't take his medicine. And they took the test. He said, you lost 20 pounds already. I said, yes, sir, and I'm on my way to 100. He said, all right, we'll call you tomorrow. Rain tomorrow, 5:30. I'm getting ready to go to Jersey and preach the hell out of folk and get them here. The nurse says, this is Dr. Carnuccio's office. He told me to call you and tell you that you don't have to worry about pills. You ain't got to worry about nothing. There is no diabetes. Show me your works, I'll show you my faith. Y'all ain't saying nothing. So I'm thanking God for it. Let your request be made known to God. Sometimes vision will bring anxiety or cause you to feel overwhelmed. But I want you to look at it. I want you to look at it. I'm closing Matthew 18 and 19. Matthew 18, chapter verse 19. Are y'all with me? Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth, come in, Pastor Dana, if two of you on earth agree about anything and you ask for it, it will be done. You see this little lady right here? This is my daughter for 27 years. We've been doing this almost 3 years. We've never had one disagreement. Y'all ain't saying nothing in this time of CCOD. That's why there's so much harmony, because we are in agreement. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Ain't no sex, ain't no emotion. This is my real daughter. Her kids are my real grandkids. Y'all ain't saying nothing. We are in agreement. Whenever there's agreement, there is power. Find you somebody you can agree with. Tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything, you ask for it by the Father in heaven. For where there are two or three come together in my name, that I may be with them. Y'all look at me. Two or three in my name ain't for just ain't nobody coming to church. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Stop quoting that scripture talking about, well, it's two or three here in my name, so we're going to have good church. That is not a scripture for having good church. Folk just didn't show up. Stop making excuses that you didn't work the service. It's talking about your everyday life. I got a bomb for you and I'm done. You ready? The problem is, we don't even agree with ourselves. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. We Google. We Google. Y'all ain't saying, we don't agree. 1 minute, can't nobody believe in you because you got so many different things. One day you this, one day you that. Y'all get somewhere and sit down and agree with yourself that this is what you're going to do. We can't buy into your vision because every day you got something different. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You're not. You're a used car salesman today. Tomorrow you're selling houses. You ain't got no license for neither one of them. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Now you a coach. You ain't lived long enough to be a coach. People 13 years old talking about, I'm a life coach. You ain't lived nothing. Look at me with that tone. You gotta agree who you are and what your vision is. Forget about agreeing with somebody else. You gotta agree with yourself in prayer. That when you get up from there, y'all ain't saying nothing. Father, I believe it. You're not. Oh, y'all don't believe me. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Blessing. Y'all ready? Hit this way. James, brother James. But let him ask steal my thunder. Because you know the word. But let them ask in faith that I believe that I, is this good? Because your glass, you're doing like this, is this good? Let them ask in faith that I believe and I receive. But let them ask in faith according to the word of God. Okay, y'all ain't there. Y'all ain't saying nothing. But let them ask. It ain't up there because I didn't. This is a scripture I added, Bree. But let them let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering. If it don't work today, then I'm going to try something else. God ain't crazy. You don't trust. There's no. Let me tell you something. I don't have another choice. What I do is what I'm called to do. Y'all ain't. I'm sorry. Maybe y'all got other choices, but this is what I'm called to do. Whether it's called to preach, whether it's stand to preach it, or be on TV to do it, this is what I'm called to do. I am called to change lives. I can't do bedpans, and I can't do all that. I ain't called to do people that are called to the sick and to the hospitals and nurses and doctors. I fall out if you got a tube in your nose. I know Butch was mad at me for a while, but I can't stand to see people sick. It's not what I'm called to, but I am called to get your happy hips together and make you think about your purpose. Y'all ain't saying that's what I'm called to do. I'm not wavery. I've been doing it for 33 years. He that is wavering, y'all ain't saying nothing. I'm done. But let him by faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven in the wind and tossed. You're tossed from one idea to the other. You're tossed. Y'all ain't saying you ain't got no plan. If it don't work, then you do something else. And you never succeed at nothing. Y'all quiet. I hope I'm making you think. If the thing that you're trying new is not a part of the overall vision, then it's not even, y'all ain't saying nothing. Because you're not called to do a lot of things. Everything that you're called to do should fit into the same pattern of what your assignment is called to do. A wave is like this. It just goes. And eventually it comes shore and it goes away. Let me ask you a question. Is your thing that you're doing right now a wave? Because I hear people in church saying, Lord, send a wave. Send a wave. That's good. We need a move of God. Send a wave. That's good. But understand, you'll be looking for another wave. And another, really what it is another gimmick. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Gimmicks wear out. Oh, y'all quiet in here. I think I'm going to need to move music in about 3 minutes, okay, because I think I'm making them think. Okay, let's get strategy number 7, and I'm done. Repeat it. Repeat it. Repeat the vision. You believed it. You've prayed it. Now you got to repeat it. One of the easiest ways to take advantage, it's called the power of repetition, is to think about how you repeat yourself. Just think about how you get on the nerves of people around you when you tell them the same thing over again and they say, you just told me that, mama. You must be getting old. No, because there's a science to repeating. Y'all ain't saying nothing. If you keep saying things over and over again, it gets into a person's mind. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Don't just say something again and again. Put it into action as well. Repeating your vision brings clarity and reinforcement. Are y'all with me? Thessalonians 5:7, pray continuously. Y'all ain't saying nothing. All right? Romans 10:17, play softly. Romans 10:17. So then faith, look at me, y'all, your teacher. So then faith cometh by hearing. And hearing. And hearing. And hearing. And hearing. Why do you come to church every week? Because you come to hear. And sometimes the preacher repeats himself. It is not by chance the preacher repeats himself. It's when God is trying to drive home appoint to you. You know what I'm saying? Somebody said to me, he said, oh, Bishop, everybody is talking about this 2020 vision thing. It's a cliche. Okay. What if it's not a cliche? What is it, what God's saying to the whole entire body of Christ? Because Lord knows, those of you that follow me, I ain't did a thing that matched nothing in years. But God told me as I'm sitting here, standing here before you, that this is the year that God will bring clarity to vision in your life. He will make things clear to you. Look at me, y'all. Look at me, I'm done. Get ready to pray. Get ready to pray. Elder Daniels, I want you to pray today. Look at me, y'all. Look at me. I was reading something on Instagram, and it had Martin Luther King picture, split screen. Y'all pay attention. It had a split screen, Martin Luther King. It had his approval rating. Approval rating with white folk, about 27%. Y'all ready? Approval rating for black folk, y'all listening? Only 47%. Now, he was fighting for who? But only 40% of them, y'all ain't saying nothing, believed in what he was doing. Did Martin Luther King care? He was stabbed. Y'all ain't saying nothing. He went to the hospital. He was thrown bricks at. But he didn't care. Y'all ain't saying nothing. When you have vision, you don't care who approves of you. You just keep moving. Tomorrow is his, we celebrate it as his birthday. But do we really understand the fundamental truth of Martin Luther King? That no matter what they said, the CIA, the President Johnson, and all those people, y'all ain't saying nothing. He still had a dream. Y'all ain't saying nothing. He still had a what? He still had a dream. Folk are going to fight your dream. Folk that are right around you. Watch this. Folk that you even fighting for ain't going to believe in your dream. Folk that you feed and folk that you clothe and you go to work for them and you take care of them will be the first ones to betray you. Don't think they didn't know where Martin Luther King was when they killed him. Because there's always somebody on the inside that's helping the enemy. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Oh, y'all don't believe me? Come here, Jesus, what you want? It was an inside job when Judas betrayed me. They knew where I was.